security. They chose compassion and tried to get to the root of the problem. That day I met strangers who dropped everything to help me. They saw me as a human being and treated me as they would want to have been treated themselves. That was true beauty, true kindness, and I will remember them.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. That was APA Compass. The time is 9:59 a.m. Coming up at 10, Air Cascadia is off today. We'll hear Flashpoints featuring an interview with Russ Baker about the Bush dynasty, including Jeb, and America's invisible government and the hidden history of the last 50 years. Followed at 11 on the Radio Zine by host Michelle Schroeder Fletcher speaking with investigative journalist and best-selling author Charles Lewis. So keep it locked right here on KBOO, your community radio. And now this.
Wondering what to do for Valentine's Day? Sword fights, tap dancing, prizes, and a talent show are just a few of the exciting acts you'll see at this year's KBOO benefit, Contessa de la Luna's Valentine's Spectacular. Don't miss this annual event that is sure to delight and amaze your eyes and ears. Let La Contessa entertain you Thursday, February 12, 2015, at the Clinton Street Theater. This is the perfect Valentine date night. Show starts at 7 p.m. That's Thursday, February 12th, 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater. Tickets available now. Go to kboo.fm/talent show.
...2015 artist and residence applications are available. The KBOO Community Radio Artist and Resident Program assists artists working creatively with sound. Every year, one artist or one collaborative group of artists will be awarded 20 hours of studio recording and production time with a KBOO mixologist in order to create a piece of sound art that will be publicly presented at the end of the residency. The goals of the program are to support and invest in individuals who are pushing themselves artistically using sound and to bring those artists into the dynamic KBOO community of local, national, international artists and activists. Deadline for applications are February 13, 2015, 5 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm/AIR2015.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Simpatica Dining Hall, located at 828 Southeast Ash, with private dining for celebrations, family gatherings, and corporate meetings. Rental info at simpaticapdx.com. Lunch was provided by Sweet Basil Thai Cuisine, located at 3135 Northeast Broadway, serving home-style Thai food, representing a wide array of dishes cooked by Thai chefs. Dinner was provided by Ling Garden, located at 915 Northwest 21st Avenue, serving Northern Chinese cuisine for lunch, dinner, and delivery. Produce was provided this week by Grocery Getter Organic, specializing in home delivery of organic groceries. Grocery Getter Organic is an independently owned local small business. For more information, their website is ggetter.com.
Bush paves the way for his presidential run. We'll take a look at some of the Bush family secrets and speak to author Russ Baker about the Bush dynasty, America's invisible government, and the hidden history of the last 50 years. Also, visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA handouts that rocked the world. And I think we're going to have a special update on the crackdown in Korea with our special correspondent KJ. We're hoping to see him real soon. And you are listening to Flash Points on Pacifica Radio. All coming up. in Berkeley. I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and we're delighted to be joined by Michael Springman. He's got a book coming out that you're going to want to take a look at. It's called Al-Qaeda, CIA Handouts That Rocked the World. And he said recently, during the 1980s, the CIA recruited and trained Muslim operatives to fight the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And then he goes on to talk about what else these folks ended up doing and what it led to. And that's what we want to talk about with you. Welcome to Flashpoints, Michael Springman.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be on the program. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Would you give us a thumbnail sketch of the book, what you tried to do?
Sure. Back in the 1980s, I had been in charge of the visa section at the CIA's consulate at Jeddah in western Saudi Arabia. And I had been told before I left Washington that there were problems with my predecessor and all the visa issues she created for the embassy in Riyadh. And when I was there, I was hammered by the people at the consulate, most of whom didn't work for the Department of State. They worked for the Central Intelligence Agency or the National Security Agency. And I objected to being told to issue visas to people that had no ties either to Saudi Arabia or their own country. And nobody would explain what was going on. And it wasn't until I was fired by the State Department without explanation that I learned from Joe Trento, the journalist, that what they were doing was recruiting people for the war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union. These were the Mujahideen. And the Saudi government, the United States, and the Islamic Republic of Pakistan were putting these people together, recruiting them, sending them to the United States for training, and then back to Afghanistan. They armed them. They financed them. And I tried for years to find out what had happened to me, and it wasn't until 2 years ago with the failure of my second Freedom of Information lawsuit that I decided to write a book about my experiences, and the lead-in would be me and Jeddah. And from what I could see, it was basically the United States and the same old repressive players, Israel, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and the Gulf states, were involved in recruiting and training and financing the same crowd, the Mujahideen, that they put into a kind of a cadre to destroy or destabilize governments the United States didn't like. And it's basically changes in brand names. It was first the Mujahideen, then it was Al-Qaeda, then it became the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and then it became the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and then it became the Islamic State. But it's the same people, Muslim extremists recruited from all over the Arab and Muslim world, and they're aimed at countries the United States wants to take care of. After they destroyed Afghanistan, they were moved to the Balkans to fight the Serbs. Osama bin Laden and the Mujahideen that he had had in Afghanistan worked with the United States and NATO to destroy Syria and break up the Yugoslav Federation. The same guys, from what I could see and from my research and from talking to a couple of knowledgeable people, were then moved to Libya to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi. Once that was done and Libya destroyed, a country that had the highest standard of living in Africa, they moved them against Syria to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And whether you're talking about the Free Syrian Army or whatever name they're using, the Freedom Fighters or whatever, it's the same crowd. The Americans and the CIA are training these warlords in Jordan and in Turkey and then sending them into Syria. Weapons that were shipped to Libya to destroy Gaddafi and weapons that were shipped into the Balkans to destroy Serbia ended up in Syria. And they were moved by the 600-ton batches sometimes. But you've got all of these people answering to the same masters. And as Cheryl Bernard, the wife of the one-time ambassador of the United States to Afghanistan and the United Nations and Iraq, we sought out the worst possible people to get rid of the Soviets in Afghanistan, and this is still continuing from what I can see. They have the people with no control. They've been working with them for years. The Pakistani fellow in Britain, Mohammed Ahmed Mossadegh, was saying that, in his books, that these people were useful tools of the American intelligence services and of the British intelligence services. And basically, we have created Frankenstein's monster, or maybe the sorcerer's apprentice. These people just keep going and going and going, and you can't stop them.
Well, speaking with Michael Springman, he is the author of the forthcoming book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Handouts That Rocked the World. Mr. Springman, I want to talk to you a little bit about chain of command. We talked a little bit in the beginning about the Afghanistan Mujahideen being trained. That included Osama bin Laden. Now, you said they came to the United States, then went back to purge the Soviets then, now the Russians, out of Afghanistan. Did they continue their close working relationship? Then the CIA not only worked with them, they created an illegal bank. They helped Mujahideen supporters to move heroin. All kinds of things were going on there. But I'm wondering, did that chain of command, did the, what do we know about U.S. intelligence continuing to work with this initial crew? Are there holdovers, carried overs? You say the same people. Are you talking about the same attitude? Some of the same people? Could you talk about that?
Sure. Well, some of the same people or people that these guys trained. For example, I was at the National Press Club when Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, retired U.S. Army, was speaking, and I asked him point blank, are these guys that are fighting the United States and are fighting everybody else in the Middle East, are these the same crowd that fought the Soviets in Afghanistan? And he says it's either them or people they trained. I also put the same question to former senator from Alaska, Mike Gravel, and he said essentially the same thing. It's the same guys or the people they trained or the people that they trained who they trained. It's a pretty widespread operation because in my research I found that there were 52 recruiting offices in the United States that got people to fight in Afghanistan. And the Al-Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn, New York helped recruit also for the war in Bosnia.
We're speaking with Michael Springman. He is the author of the forthcoming book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Handouts That Rocked the World.
And we're briefly breaking into flashpoints this morning on during our winter membership drive 2015. We are thrilled to be here to reach out directly to our listeners in Radio Land and remind you that the only way this signal is going out to people all around the world is because a few of you do the needful. You engage in a little ethical behavior. You do the right thing not to avoid being punished because we're not going anywhere. You do the right thing not just because so that people will like you, well, that we will, but you do the right thing because it's the right thing, and that's the kind of savvy listener we reach out to. And so you're moving over to your phone right now and calling toll-free, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Also, always online at kboo.fm.
Every day, people discover KBOO for the first time and love what they hear. Maybe you found us just by cruising the dial, messing around, trying to find something good on the radio. And maybe a friend just told you about great blues shows, the early morning folk strip, our new evening feature lineup, various artists and forms of electronic music. Maybe you just saw a bumper sticker and you want to know what's cracking at 90.7 FM. I tell you what, some of the best news and public affairs that you're going to hear every day, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Some of the most diverse music you're going to hear on the radio every night of the week, you know, and we want to keep bringing it to you. We've been doing it for 48 years. We want to keep doing it into the foreseeable future. We don't know if the human race is going to be around after an extinction level event, possibly this weekend. But if you're going to go out, you might as well go out listening to some good radio.
Just think about this. If it were going out, that if it were going on this weekend, would you miss that $60, dear listener? Why don't you call it? Right. Well, you still got time. 877-500-5266.
You can't take the money with you guys, but in the events that we are going to be around much longer, and I hope we are, then you want to be able to tune in to 90.7 FM. And we are here right now. There's no time like the present, you know. The present moment is a gift. So you could gift us some of that support that we need to keep going by dialing 877-500-5266. And if you're in the Portland area, maybe you got today off. Maybe you took Friday off, or maybe you're not working right now. Whatever you're doing, come on down if you're in the area. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right off of 8th and Burnside.
I was actually just going to mention, we've got a grab box full of CDs, all different kinds of music that was donated to us by Pickathon. And we welcome people to come in and pay their gift in person and maybe take a CD away with them, because we're givers. We're constantly trying to sweeten the pot. We're giving away all sorts of gifts, tickets, books, CDs. But the real gift is the programming. The real gift is the signal you get, the empowerment to have all of these voices. The real gift is learning about how you're not as different from your neighbors as you thought you were. The real gift is finding out all the social change activism that you are empowered to engage in a little bit of social justice work. In fact, I do not think it is hyperbolic to say that making a gift to this vital social service agency is engaging in social justice. So with that, we're going to hand it back to Dennis Bernstein and Flashpoints, and we'll go over there and answer your phone calls right now when you dial 877-500-KBOO.
We're speaking with Michael Springman. He is the author of the forthcoming book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Handouts That Rock the World. The military man that you referred to, who has a piece in the New York Times today, it's called Moussaoui Calls Saudi Princess Patrons of Al-Qaeda. Is that story and his contention that the Saudis and some of the leaders in the royal family, some of the movers and shakers, have been very close to those folks who the United States likes to call their enemy and the worst kinds of killers that were ever invented?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, one of my research